Well, I cannot see a thing because of the spotlight, but I know there's a lot of people here. Before we do anything with the concert, there is a blue Toyota Camry, license plate, West Virginia 8F9304. Your lights are on, and you probably want to go home tonight, so you might want to go turn them off. We'd like to welcome you to the first concert for this week. Tonight's concert is an eclectic gathering of world music. We respectfully ask that you cooperate with us in our request that there is no videotaping, no audio taping, and no photography during the concerts. So our first act up tonight, they tell me they're the boys from New Hampshire, but I think they're a little older than just boys. The first member of the group, R.P. Hale, is celebrating his 20th year here at Augusta. He teaches a variety of heritage classes here. He has taught Celtic lettering and calligraphy. He teaches paper and fabric marbling, and has been known to hammer on a dulcimer quite often around campus. He is an accomplished instrument builder, and the dulcimer that he'll be playing tonight is one of his, and it will be included in a permanent Smithsonian exhibit of works of contemporary American instrument builders. And I can't believe I got that out. He will come out and start the set, and shortly after, he'll bring another great friend of ours to the stage, Mr. Bob McQuillan, who has been here for over 20 years. Bob tells me his mother is from Cape Breton, and his father is a native of Massachusetts who was a ragtime piano player. Bob says his break came in 1947 when he came out of the military and went to work for the Ralph Page Orchestra as an accordion player. He says his time with that orchestra, and especially under the guidance of the piano player, Mr. Johnny Trumbly, taught him how to play for dances, which he has continued to do for over 50 years. Tonight, these two gentlemen will be presenting a wonderful assortment of music from the 6th century to the present day. Ladies and gentlemen, R.P. Hale.
Nehante Tenochti Pipiltzin, that means in Aztec, greetings, honored guests, and fellow travelers. When Austin told me I was on the concert list, she said it was world music, and I decided we should play this to the hilt. So my family background is Mexican, Aztec, and Yaqui Indian, and in other words, the Hale part came over 4 centuries ago, and the other side was waiting for him. The Hale part was an indentured servant who apparently wasn't worth hanging or handing over to the Inquisition, so they shipped him to the Yucatan. And it's been that way ever since. My first language was Spanish, and we're very gentle these days. We've run out of pyramids, so you don't have to worry about morning sacrifices anymore. So, having regard to this world music business, I decided, all right, let's cover all the bases. I now live in New Hampshire. I am a Mexican Aztec in the garb of a French coureur de bois, my salute to the French Canadians, playing Chinese music on an instrument from Persia, somewhere in West Virginia. And I'm going to start out with a piece from circa 550 AD China. It's part of what they call the Great Repertoire. It's the prelude to the first act of the overture of a 9-hour Cantonese opera. And you're only going to get the first 4 minutes. And it's called Spring Comes to Xinjing River. Thank you. Okay, and I should have mentioned too that learning this music, I am one of 60 students of Master Zimtian Zhang in Medford, Massachusetts. The other 59 are Chinese, and we're trying to see if we can't get any more gringo dulcimer players to take up this music. This next piece I'm going to dedicate to Margot. It's Mexican. It dates from 1600. I had the honor of being allowed to play this on the grand organ in the National Cathedral in Mexico City, and I liked it so much I transcribed it. It's the Te Deum from a Misa Brevis, or small mass, by Juan Maria Jesus de la Garza, who was the organist for the Viceroy of Mexico City. Now I'll tell you, we have here a case of two backup artists, and yeah. And you know what? I really hate playing by myself. And usually I'm down below. By the way, this is a 5-octave double bass dulcimer. It's a slightly enlarged version of a 1722 English original. And however, I'm not going to waste my chance to play with Bob. It used to be said that we lived 35 miles apart in New Hampshire and came down to say hello at Augusta, because 35 miles in New Hampshire is over an hour and you can't get there from here. So we got here from there so we can play together. we're still not come home to the United States yet. This is a piece from Catalan, Spain. It's called Miradoras, or El Baile de Miradoras. It means a thousand steps. You dance this, and that's what you feel like you're doing. And it's one of the many pieces of Spanish Celtic music that were played in Galicia and Catalan and those regions of Spain near the coast. So this is Miradoras. Thank you. I'll get Bob talked sooner or later. I'll introduce the next one because it's from my own Scottish band. It's a set. We've both been dance musicians for years, and I also teach English and Scottish dance, and part of a Scottish dance band, the White Cockade, known as Not a Scot in a Lot, because we have, in our band, two English, one Welsh, one Irish, a nice Jewish boy, and a Mexican. And this is part of our set. This is the White Cockade set. The Scottish tunes, all reels, are White Cockade, Johnny Cope, and Barren Rocks of Aden, all dating from the 1770s.
Happy things about all of this stuff is that it's great fun to do, as you perhaps can tell. I love playing with RP. We get a chance to do this once in a while, and he'll bring his, he's got a cute little, what do you call the thing?
What?
The little gadget.
What little gadget?
The keyboard, the small blocks.
Oh, the virginal.
Virginal. The gadget called a virginal. It's a little pre-piano device, and he shows up with it sometimes, and I'll get to jam with him on this cute gadget. It's just such fun to play.
It's the real keyboard.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to talk too much. We got to play music.
You tell, what, hey, what are we playing?
Oh, I don't know. What are we playing? Let's see.
I asked you first.
These are two tones. One of them is called Will Ye Know Come Back Again. Some people call it Bonnie Charlie because that's what the words say. But Will Ye Know Come Back Again is its real name. And then we got another tune we're going to throw in there.
Go on, spit it out.
Well,
it's one of his.
Most people dance with their clothes on, but this one here is called Dancing Bear, so that's all I can tell you. We put this together. So anyway, we'll see what happens. Key we in A and A minor.
I blew it.
That's it. There are three, not one, not two, but three different tunes with this same title. We can get confused.
And I fell into the other one. All right.
All set?
All set.
Here we go.
Thank you. two.
Yep. The next one we're going to do is a thing called the Augusta Waltz. And we'd like awfully well for you to get up in the aisles and dance to it, if you would. It's a dance tune, and it ought to be danced too. So get up and dance.
One of his again.
Is that an eighth note or a quarter note?
It's a half.
That's an inside joke.
We feel that way about them too. Well, I'm glad you all got up and stretched your legs a little bit and had a nice waltz around the auditorium. That's always a nice thing to do in the evening. We'd like to remind you, when we have intermission, to look around at the silent auction items. For those of you who are not familiar with the silent auction, various Friends of Augusta donate items, and the bidding process takes place until the end of intermission at Thursday's concert. And the lucky winner gets whatever it was they bid on, and the money goes into Augusta for the scholarship fund, of which we have several scholarship participants. So we hope you'll take a look at that and also look around at the Augusta Store Annex, which magically appears every concert in the lobby here and then magically goes back across the campus to the Benedum Hall, so it's there for the rest of the week. We have a very interesting group coming up next, and I'm going to tell you right now, I am from the South, and if I screw up these names, I take full responsibility. North of the border, we have a wonderful tradition of French-Canadian music. And our next group, they tell me we invited some of Quebec's finest musicians to come this week, and we ended up with them. But I think most of us will agree that these are among the best. Yeah, we think so. Richard Fauré has been playing fiddle for over 20 years. He is a master of numerous techniques and has written over 30 original tunes, some of which are on his CDs, which I believe are going to be available this evening. He has performed and taught in numerous festivals and camps around the country. And he also performs with a group, Domino, along with the second member of this group, Sabine Jacques. Now, I got that one out. He's been playing accordion for over 15 years, and in 1985, he began touring extensively through the European countries. He's also played in North America at a variety of festivals. Since 1992, he has been working with famed Acadian vocalist Edith Butler. He now performs as a duo on occasion with the third member of this group, Rachel Aucoin. I did remember, I don't know if it's right or not, but she'll tell me when I leave. Rachel is from a Canadian, an Acadian family, and she has roots in Cape Breton music. She is a piano instructor. She is studying for her master's degree in piano at the University of Montreal. And again, as I mentioned, she and Sabine perform as a duo. And now it is my pleasure to introduce to you our French Canadians, Richard, Sabine, and Rachel.
It won't be long. Anyway, I am always late. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. We are very happy to be here. It's very, very far from home. And it's nice to have very hot weather because back where we live, it's more winter than summer all year long. This, what we just played, is called un air trompeur, which means mistaking look, I think. And it's a composition. It's written by Richard, who composes many, many tunes. Next, we will play 6/8 tunes, which are actually jigs, but we don't call them these ways. It's the first one is called the Halloween jig, and then it's followed by the, what do you call? Oh yes, Gigocerum bulgaricus. It's Latin name, but it means the Bulgar jig, you know, from Bulgari. But it's a joke because it's a composition of Richard, and he doesn't come from Bulgari. And then the 6/8 goes into a very bizarre rhythm. It's a 7/8. We try to explore different horizons.
Thank you very much. And now we return from east of Europe. And we come back in Montreal with a reel that I composed for a friend named Paul Legrand. I named that Le Reel Apollo. And I tried to make a mix between the Irish style and the French-Canadian style, because this guy is a French guy from France, and he's a very specialist in Irish music. And the second tune is a homage à Guitama.